8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, I'm sure there's lots of questions being asked about a lot of things during this time. It's a really tough time financially, especially for small business owners and, you know, for stimulus checks out there. What do you do? Well, we're going to get some answers this morning as we talk with the president of Tompkins State Bank, Brad Clark. Brad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. We had a discussion earlier on the air that, you know, Tyler being a Knoxville alum, I had to mention that you were a Knoxville alum as well. And Tyler's like, well, that only makes sense that Knoxville guys are successful. Except for the fact that Tyler's here in the studio with me, so I don't know how successful he is. I'm just saying. But well, Brad, again, thanks for taking some time with us. Is there, during this whole period, Brad, has there been a particular issue that you guys have been getting questions about, or has there been, you know, kind of a bunch of different things going on?
Well, I mean, there's a couple different subjects there, you know. The stimulus checks, which I don't get too involved in, our front line has certainly been busy. I think there was one or two days when they were first coming out that every bank's internet site was slow due to all the uptick in usage. I think our IT lady mentioned that internet usage was up some 500 times normal usage, or 500%, and so that just lets you know how many people are out there looking for that money at a very needed time. So on the other end of it is the PPP program, or the small business funds that were let out by the SBA, and that has certainly kept us busy for the last couple weeks.
Now, is that something through the Small Business Association that those looking for the loans, was it actually going through banks like yours, or?
Yes, we were the funding source. SBA was kind of the facilitator or the vehicle to roll that out to the banks, which, you know, I don't know how they would have done it any other way. I think even given some of the glitches that came along with it, it came out fairly well. You know, there were changes daily, and we were scrambling to try to make decisions on how to roll it out. But all in all, I think I just received some statistics from SBA today, and there were, you know, some 5,000 banks that participated, over $342 billion, and just a lot of money to put in the hands of people in a short time. And SBA did as many loans in 14 days as they had in the last 14 years, which is a pretty daunting task. So.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, and then it seems like, was it what I heard correct, that money was actually gone pretty quickly?
Well, it was. We started on they kind of announced on a Friday, and it's been such a blur I can't even tell you which Friday. And by within 10 to 12 days, it had been pretty well exhausted. As long as you got your application in and the bank received a loan number for you, you were committed. And then we only had 10 days to fund those from the day of the approval. So it was a pretty quick turnaround time. But it sounds like here in the next day or so, we may see another round of funding, maybe with a few changes, but should be more help on the way.
Brad Clark, president of Tompkins State Bank, joining us here this morning. And, yeah, I just did hear on the network news they were talking about that, and possibly, what, around maybe the same amount as they put out last time, like a $300-some billion again?
I'm not sure. I thought I heard the number of 225 to 250.
Okay.
I think it's all wide open. They're trying to include some funding for some hospital funding and some other state funding and things. So not sure what the final rollout will be.
I mean, did it make it complicated on behalf of guys like you and your banks that they kind of kept changing? Like, well, here's how we're going to do it. No, let's tweak this. No, let's do that. I'm sure that didn't make it easy to get things straightened out for you guys to actually roll it out.
Gave you a few sleepless nights, but, you know, they were kind enough that if you made decisions early, they let you stick to those and adapt and move on. We really tried. We knew we had some employers that really needed the money fast in their hands, so we took a few risks and made decisions, and it paid off. I think a couple of us community banks here in town were putting money in hands far before some of the large banks had even got their applications submitted. So there's something to be said for the agility of our community banking group and caring about the community. So
absolutely. I know that's something, you know, the Clark Howard program that comes on after us, that he pushes that. So yeah, he said, go to your smaller local banks for these kind of things. The big mega banks, who knows what kind of system you're going to be put in and how long it's going to take you. So there is absolutely something to be said for that. And not to mention, Brad, the fact that you know these businesses, a lot of them you've already worked with.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think many banks kind of by necessity had to choose to take care of, you know, the customers that bank with them first and get them in line and then work with others as needed. There probably are some banks out there that aren't in the program. Either they weren't an SBA lender prior or just couldn't get through the minutia of getting signed up. So I don't know if there's many folks in our local area that didn't get help, but we funded north of $10 million in 14 days. I know some other local banks were above that. So there's a lot of money that flowed through the Galesburg economy, or will shortly.
What, now, did this, and I don't know if you can say, but did this include businesses that are still operating in some form and some that are not able to operate at this point?
Yes, it didn't discriminate on opened or closed. It was for any and all businesses, and basically what it did was provide 8 weeks of your average gross payroll, along with an additional stipend to help pay rent and or mortgage interest and utilities. So,
I guess you talked about the decisions you had to make. You had to make them very quickly. But just like some of the business owners on your behalf, you have to look at, like, is this business even going to be able to be open back up and be able to function when this thing is over and done with?
Actually, the underwriting piece or the decisions for the loan approval were not in our hands. Everybody was eligible if you paid wages and you were a going concern as of February 15th of 2020. So the nice part about it was we weren't clogged up with the underwriting responsibility or financial statements. They just had to provide some basic and typical wage information from their payroll. So it really was available for anybody and everybody that was a viable business, either shut down or going forward. So,
Brad Clark is the president of Tompkins State Bank, chatting with us here this morning. So this next round, if there's somebody interested, what is kind of the process? I know I've listened a little bit to Clark Howard talking about that, you know, first you may want to go on the SBA's website. But what's for a business who may be interested in this next round, what's the process? What do they need to do? Or do they need to just contact you guys first off?
Well, they can. They can certainly contact their local bank that they work with. I would advise to talk to someone that knows your business. But you can go on the SBA website on sba.gov, download the PPP application. There's some questions you have to attest to and sign, and some financial and some wage information on there. But if you have a payroll service company or an accountant that does your payroll, certainly talk to them about what documentation you need to provide the bank. It's very simple. I would say on average, if the customer or accountant provided us the correct documentation, it would take us literally 15 minutes to do the calculation and maybe 15 minutes to 30 minutes to get it input into SBA and get it approved. So from beginning to approval, pretty short time, couple days to get it funded, and so it's as quick, if not quicker, than a typical loan request.
Yeah, that which obviously is the need right now is for a lot of businesses getting that money as quickly as possible to cover whatever expenses they have out there. And like you said, the big thing is helping out with payroll at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's aimed at, keeping your employees paid. If you know, we've heard a lot of businesses that maybe are busy still, but they've brought people back that have been furloughed. And one contractor had sent them out to not-for-profits to help them with maintenance that they wouldn't otherwise be able to afford, or their own shops. You know, everybody's going to get their shops cleaned up and picked up and keep people working at the same time. So there's a lot of good things that come out of it. Obviously, there's unemployment, but this is really geared to keep people off unemployment and keep them on the rolls.
Talking with Brad Clark, president of Tompkins State Bank, here this morning. How about on the stimulus checks, Brad? What kind of questions are you getting? Because it seems pretty cut and dried. At some point, you are going to get a check, whether you get it direct deposit or get an actual check. What kind of questions were you guys getting on that?
You know, I don't think we're getting a lot of questions per se. More just timing, like when will it be here? And to be honest with you, I'm not sure how they stagger those. We do know that we've seen some come in, started last week. So, you know, I think there are income limitations tied to that based on your 18 tax return, possibly 19 if they're in. So if you have some questions on that, you can certainly inquire with your bank. They may be able to guide you on that. It's tiered from a single person's income or a married couple, and then how many dependents you have at home. So those are really kind of the only questions we've had. I think everybody's pretty well in tune with what they're going to give.
Yeah, and it was interesting the fact that they, of all places, they would be asking you guys when it's going to get there. It's like, hey, if we were setting it out, we would know when it's getting there. But, hey, that's a government thing. There's nothing much you can do about that part of it.
Correct. That's right. That's right.
Brad Clark, president of Tompkins State Bank, joining us here this morning. Well, I guess the great news is a lot of people have gotten their stimulus checks because all the shelves with the TVs are empty, the bicycle shelves are empty, so people are spending.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we hope that everybody's spending their money locally and it can go to help our businesses stay open and be viable after this is over. And I think it's going to be a really important piece to support your local businesses.
Well, you know, and Brad, I've seen a couple of people put on Facebook that, hey, you know, a great way to get a stimulus check every year, you deposit $100 a month for a whole year. Guess what? There's your $1,200 right there. And that, you know, that, and that's, you know, like you said, whether it's a checking account or a savings account there at Tompkins, or, you know, like Christmas Club account, those things, like, you can have that every year because again, this money, this is not just free money from the government. This was your money in the first place. So it's kind of the same thing.
That's true. You know, I think a lot of businesses as well as individuals might come away from this learning a little something about putting money away and having the old saying of having money for a rainy day. It might trigger some of that thought. So not a bad deal.
Brad Clark, president of Tompkins State Bank, joining us here this morning. So have you guys had to change your hours at all, or are you just lobby's not open, drive-thrus are open, but are your hours the same?
They are. We did close our lobby. Oh, in conjunction with most of the banks, we all kind of communicated here and we're on the same page. You know, and it's gone really, really well. Our customers have been very understanding. Our staff has done a great job of rolling out the same products and the same service that we had as a full service office. We've got four offices, you know, scattered around Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg, and we've had no complaints. So everybody's been understanding. We've been busy. We've been closing loans, opening new accounts. But we felt like it was imperative we leave our hours the same, just to not make it any more inconvenient for our customers. And so it's worked out well.
Yeah, I was going to ask also, with the drop in interest rates, have you seen a lot of inquiries as far as either refinancing on a home or people actually interested in buying right now?
Yeah, I truly think that probably every bank is busy right now with their home mortgage refinance product. And from what I've talked to several realtors, is they're busy. I think the appraisers are lined up busy. I think the realtors have been busy. They maybe showed houses in a different fashion, you know, online and so forth. And some appraisers have had to change the way they view a house, as far as not going inside and doing exteriors. And so it's really, you know, changed the way a lot of people do business that you don't normally think about.
And I guess if somebody's interested or maybe thinking about refinancing, hey, the rates have dropped, maybe I'll refinance. You know, the suggestion is to talk to your loan officer, because there are some cases where maybe it's not worth it for you to refinance with closing costs and that. But in some cases there are. So it just suggests they give your loan officers a call.
Absolutely, yeah. It all depends on, you know, the amount of mortgage that you're carrying and what your current rate is and so forth. And we've heard a lot of instances with the rates being so low that people have been able to go from a 30-year to a 15-year fixed and not change their payment much, but certainly save a great deal of interest over the life of the loan. So it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Brad Clark, the president of Tompkins State Bank, joining us here this morning. Brad, anything else we need to know about that that you've got going on, or that's with this whole mess that's going on right now?
Well, you know, I hate to jinx us, but everything's gone very well. Like I said, our customers have been very understanding. It won't be long until we're back up doing business as normal, but there's certainly a lot of us here to help if you need anything. So make sure you call your banker, and we'll take care of you and work with you during these times. And I hear the word unprecedented a lot, and it certainly does fit these times. You know, we go through economic cycles of the ag economy or a banking crisis or a housing crisis, but this is a health issue that's affected every industry in the country and worldwide. So it is unprecedented, and Galesburg's always been resilient, and I think we'll pull through it, and everybody use their head and make good decisions, and we'll come out looking good on the other end.
Absolutely. Brad, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.